is RSBNB Update episode 404, recorded Friday, March 15th, 2013. The Higgs boson, not found. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another fabulous and already, what's the word I'm looking for? Overly jovial RSBNB update. If you could have heard the pre-show. Joining us this week is King Kula from RSBNB Informer.
Hello, everyone.
This is his first appearance in 2013, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been here, but I'm glad to be back.
That's good.
Are you really?
So...
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I really am, Trekkie.
Yeah, we need more Canadian in the show.
Yeah.
If you want me to go, I can go.
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't need to go.
I'm pretty good, Trekkie, but I can't replace you. You just have something unique about you, you know?
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
What, a yellow face?
No, Trekkie.
All right, so with that little
deprecation is actually quite Canadian of you.
Say what?
I said your attempt at self-deprecation is quite Canadian of you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry, A.
All right.
A tribute to Guthix. So for those of us who have been under a rock like King Kula, Guthix is dead.
What? When did that happen?
Last week.
Oh, well, why did they kill him?
You killed him.
Technically, I killed him. Oh, wow.
Yes, you facilitated it.
Well, that's not very balanced of me, is it?
Nope. Let's just say it was a big accident that happened. You had good intentions, we hope. And then it ended up that one of the other people who was in the room with you decided it would be a good thing to kill him.
Huh.
Yes.
You basically opened a door.
Exactly. That's right. With this, the game year is now advanced. So everybody in RuneScape is full aware that Guthix is dead. So that is why this week's update is called Tribute to Guthix.
Huh.
So, the events of the World Wakes have already made waves across Keelanor, and no one has been more affected than Guthix's druids. Memsticks and runestacks are spreading the word just outside Falador's North Gate, extolling the teachings of their god and honoring his name. So, essentially what you have to do with this, in all sorts of nice, peaceful places around the world, there's little Guthix butterflies that you can pick up, and being in the balance, in the tendency of Guthix, which is balance, they will give you experience to your lowest skill.
It's not that bad. I was getting roughly like almost 1k each one, so it's not that
bad. I was getting 1800 thieving XP for each one, because thieving is my lowest skill at 81, so it is pretty good.
Does it scale based on your level?
Mm-hmm. I think it would.
It does.
So, like, say someone has level 1 in one of the skills, then it would be, like, 80, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't get 1,800 XP if you were at level 1. That would be just be too much. But also, from these, you get... you have a chance to get, I think, what are called Visions of Guthix. Is that what they're called? Oh, Memories of Guthix. Memories of Guthix. That's what they're called. These are little snippets of text that are the more lore from the quest. So if you're interested in that, this is definitely something you want to do. You can get up to 4 memories each day, and there are 15 in total. So that means you got to do about 4 per day for 4 days. And it really doesn't take very long to do this. And each day you can also catch 20 butterflies, giving you that XP. So for me, that's almost 38,000 thieving XP per day. So, pretty good.
Yes, it
that
is.
Does sound good.
So it's definitely something to do. I'm not sure how long it's going to be in the game, so we'll have to check on that. So you might want to do it before the time span is up. But given how much emphasis they put on this quest, you'll probably want to do that, and I imagine it'll be in for another week or so. You also get an emote and a set of Gothic-themed gear. Yeah.
The butterfly effect.
Yes, the butterfly emote. So, not too bad.
You know, it doesn't mention a deadline on this at all. It just
no, it doesn't. They really don't. So
it just says you can unlock up to 4 memories a day, and there are 15 in total. So, but you can only catch. You won't earn any XP over than 20 butterflies. So, it doesn't say anything about how long. So it makes me wonder if it's going to stay in the game for longer.
Yeah, probably maybe a month or something. I don't know. That would be their usual length of time they run these sorts of things for. But also, if 250,000 rune essence is added to the memorial across the game worlds, that stone will act as a permanent prayer altar and small obelisk. So if 250,000 people deposit a rune essence stone, then we'll get a free prayer altar somewhere. Not sure. I think that's north of Elidor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right next to the musician. Where
yes,
you
that's
stole
right.
the Sarah Doman statue.
You know, I want to put that thing back. That thing's been gone for too many years.
Well, it's like, remember, it's a government job, and it's going to take them 10 more years
right.
just to
that's right.
just. It's going to take them 10 more years to draw up the plans. 3 years to actually get the stuff. 5 years to set it up, and then 10, and then 3 months to knock it down, saying it doesn't meet regulation.
Oh, and don't forget when they have to change the roads in the winter time because they got nothing else to do. But then they keep it blocked the entire time, so it's a traffic jam when you're trying to get between Falador and Varrock. I mean, and they do it at the rush hour of the day when most of the people are online and they're just trying to get through. And oh, terrible.
That's when you provide the free you charge people for the Falador teleport service.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then they like try to build toll bridges and whatnot. And it's like, really,
well,
you're trying
you just...
to cut down the only way to get there. I mean,
then you journey through the tunnels.
Yeah, but then you act like you're a criminal by doing that. You know, I mean, going underground.
Is this how you used to make money in RuneScape?
Me?
What, by going through the underground?
Actually,
yeah,
I did, but like an RSC.
Oh, you
I would
know.
Take I would take
teleporting
people through
people
all this.
And whatnot?
No, what is back in RuneScape Classic? I used to take stupid people down to the cave, you know, and get slaughtered by scorpions, take their stuff, whatever little stuff it was.
But you didn't even just take them into the wilderness to kill them. You just went right there. I mean, it's much easier for you. I can just imagine Trekkie's character on you know leaning up against one of these stone walls. It's like. Hey guys, you want to buy a teleport? Just come with me. And you just bring him down to the tunnels. He has this big trench coat on and shifty looking.
With the little Asian mustache.
Little Asian mustache.
It's probably goatee, not a mustache.
A goatee.
Big difference. Have you ever seen an Asian with a mustache?
Yes.
There's only one Chinese guy who can do it right. Everyone else just pure ugly.
Confucius and that guy in the Karate Kid. There's two.
As I said, they had a goatee, and he was Japanese. You idiot!
What Confucius? No, he wasn't.
No,
no, I'm talking about the dude that was the new Karate Kid, who was actually Chinese because
Will
it was
Smith.
Good,
Jackie. But,
yeah, Jackie Chan.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
not a mustache. That was a beard, unshaved.
Oh, I thought it was. Fair enough.
All right, we're off the rails here.
Oh, we've been
how
off the rails since
here?
We first started. Duh.
Oh, no, I just saw the picture. He has a mustache.
He doesn't look good with a mustache.
He has a mustache.
All right.
Come on, this just happens whenever I'm on the show. We just get right off the rails. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's... anyways.
All right, so back to the boring stuff.
Yeah, so sorry for anyone who we kind of just spoiled that fact Guthix is dead, and that's what this is for, but that's why you should have done the quest last week.
Yeah, you're so, like, this first episode, for anyone who hasn't noticed, Guthix is dead. You're like, not even a spoiler alert there.
We did the spoiler alert last week.
Yes, we did.
Dumbledore's dead.
Who's he?
Harry Potty.
Is he the big guy?
The old guy.
Oh, okay, anyways. Okay.
Back to what we were talking about.
Right, so
Tribute to Guthix. You gotta bring some balance to this episode, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's Guthix.
So check out the customization interface to see the override. If you want to look like you're in the mood of worshipping Guthix and whatnot. So head on over there and equip it. And also feel free to equip the gear. It's too bad that there's nowhere in the world where you can actually use this gear to provide you a bonus from getting attacked when you go in somewhere, like when you go into the God Wars or something, which is too bad, but that's okay. So, All right. So that's that. Nice little update, but bit of filler content, it seems. So new combat abilities. Last week we mentioned there was a new abilities from the quest. Five ultimate abilities. This week we got four new abilities in total and a couple of modifications. So in addition with the changes from last week where the rangers and mages can now use an offhand weapon to cast abilities, they got a couple new abilities to actually use with that. First one is Sonic Wave for magic at level 8. It's a two-handed, 120% damage, and gives your next attack 10% more accuracy. So it's a good way to build up accuracy, and I don't know if anyone's noticed, but a lot of the ultimate abilities, including Tsunami, are really, really inaccurate. So this will help you quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we also got Tsunami, you gotta be right next to it, too.
Yeah. We still don't know how that one works. It just seems rather useless.
Which is funny, because usually with Tsunamis, you'd want to be as far away as possible.
Yeah. But
in this one, you gotta be close.
Concentrated Blast is the dual wielding. It's a combo ability, three magical blasts, 100% damage each, and each one of them has a 5% greater chance to crit than its predecessor. So we're talking about a 15% crit chance here.
It would be a 10 because... Oh, maybe it is a 15. Okay, never mind. I'm bad at math. I'll let you do it.
Well, it could be. It depends on how... It would depend based on what your base crit chance is. That's the way she works. You go... So let's say you have a 3.9 crit the first time. So your first shot, 8.9, 13.9, 18.9. Assuming I had it right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk more when we're done with this little segment. What's next?
The ranged ones. Ranged got two abilities, the two-handed and the dual-wielding. The two-handed one does the same thing. It increases accuracy and 120% damage. And the level 12 dual wielding one doesn't increase accuracy this time, but instead what it does is it increases your next hit's chance to crit by 10%.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, we have a slight change to attack with Flurry. Flurry of blows put by this dual wield ability now affects consecutive enemies in a 360-degree area.
Oh,
so
that's
basically
nice.
With this ability, you will be doing a little more AoE instead of
with dual wielding rather than two handed.
That sounds really good. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as one of these attack miss, all remaining hits on this 6-second duration hits your original opponent. So accuracy is key to continue AoE.
Yeah, and there was also a change to unload on the range, so that when you unload on your enemy, it now does 110% damage per hit to enemies in the target area, with each consecutive hit adding 10% on top of the previous hit's modifier.
And we have strength. Frenzy, this mighty dual wielding ultimate now costs 110% damage per hit and a 10-second melee barrage against targets straight in front of you, with each hit adding 10% damage on top of the previous hit modifier. So basically, let's see.
So this is so like a dual cannon in Stow then.
Sure, I guess.
It's more like an activated ability for 10 seconds where you can do as much damage as you can in that time, right?
But in a very narrow...
And it kind of stacks up the damage. So if you have a very faster dual-wielding one weapon, then it would go fast. It would be more advantageous, I think. Is that right?
You know, that's actually a very good point, that if you're faster, Frenzy would be the better one to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's all what strength was about, the difference between the strength and attack abilities. The strength abilities were to deliver hits, high hits, whereas the attack ones were a bit more consistent. So. Yeah.
So I think maybe they're trying to get people to use different weapons to experiment with.
Yeah. Because when you think about it, the best way to do a Slayer task of relatively low-level creatures was to get a two-handed sword and just use AoE with that. But that's not very fast because the two-handed swords are slow. So it's good that they brought this AoE to the dual wielding now. So I'm very happy about this.
And it's for free players and members too, so everyone gets the upgrades, which is good.
And what are we looking at for melee dual wielding in the offhand? I think the best is an offhand rapier.
One of them, yeah, for everyone to go stabbing.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Stab, stab, stab.
Yep. Okay.
But, hey, I killed you more times than you killed me in our testing.
Because you ate, you stupid jerk.
I never said eating wasn't allowed.
I think it's common courtesy, you cheating wanker.
I sent some tension between you guys.
There's always tension between us. We just trying to hide it better when I beat him and so.
What? You never beat me in there.
Not yet. Anyway, so
do
back
you guys
on the
want to talk about this or
what? You want to beat a shrink?
Sure. So how does that make you feel, Shane?
I'm fine. He seems to be the one with the problem.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, it does. We seem to need to air this out, I think.
Okay, so going back to the magic. What do you guys think of these two abilities?
I like the fact that there's the boosting accuracy ones. I'm just a little upset that melee doesn't have an attack or strength ability to boost accuracy.
My little thing is with the mage one, the magic concentrated blast, you need to be dual wielding wands. The question is, have you guys seen anyone dual wield wands lately?
No, because as a matter of fact, for 3 months after EOC came out, Barrows was not giving away the arms wand, offhand version.
Yes, and so if you really think about it, you either do barrows really, 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 really long, or you buy it, or you don't use wands, period. No one was using wands.
I want a wand. I want to be like a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yes. But yeah, like here's the thing. Let's take a look at the wands here. I mean, we got a great void of what exactly is going on here. Because, let's just start at the Master Wand. That gives an accuracy of 1147. Now, that's good. We step up to Arms and we got 1868. Now, the problem is that Arms Wand, it's 20 million on the exchange still, and I'm not even sure if this has been fixed to the point where it drops in the barrows yet. So I see what you're saying about finding wands, because the next wand you can get is the Virtus Wand, which is 98 million. I mean, so it'd be nice if we had something a bit in between.
What they really need to do is release more wands. You know, what I really want is get some more elemental wands. Those are great. Those would be great in saving up runes.
Didn't they say that those were coming out with better stats at one point? Or did I dream that?
I've never heard of it, but maybe you read it somewhere that I didn't. But
or maybe I dreamt it. I don't know.
Wow, you were dreaming about RuneScape. That's sad. So, yeah. So I think that they really need to release some more wands into the game. You know, kind of fix up the tier system. There's really either go all out, or you basically don't use it at all. And
yeah, and
my little problem is I only have so many runes. Even after buying a bunch, I'm still spending them faster than water.
And the problem here is also the same in crossbows. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, with crossbows, you basically go chaotic or you go higher up. You know, problem with this, though, range. I still feel range is really underpowered.
Oh, wait.
What?
What is this Demon Slayer crossbow?
Demon Slayer crossbow? Isn't that from
what
the...
is this?
Did
it's
they
got
do something
an accuracy
with
of 991, and it's an offhand.
Where's it drop from?
I don't know. But let's have a look and see. Because if you... Let's compare the Armadale crossbow as an...
It should be for that quest. No, drop by Demon Boss.
So,
oh, it's that demon little D&D... You know that little thing that pops up?
Oh, the flash
mob. Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't done any of those. I only did one.
Right.
Okay, only did so one. Let's just see what it was. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. When you don't use it against demons, it turns to crap. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but back to what we were saying, we got the same problem with ranged. We got Armadale crossbow at level 80, which is good, but there's no offhand version. We got the Coral crossbow, which is the Royal crossbow, I mean, which is the two-handed version, so that's okay. I mean, at 80 we have the offhand chaotic, so I guess 80 is kind of complete, but, you know, I think it's still a little too far to stretch to ask someone to just have an offhand level 80 piece of equipment, you know? I think it would be good if we had offhand ranged crossbow that was a little bit less good than the chaotic. That'd be good. But yeah, same thing with the armor, or the Carl's crossbow, or the pistol one. 1.4 mil in the exchange. I have no idea if you can find them, but yeah. So
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know, might need to go back to doing barrows or something, but it's kind of tedious. You might as well just buy the damn thing on the exchange. It's 1.4 mil right now, apparently.
If you're doing barrows, run, I'll join you.
Yeah, that's actually all I was doing before I left. So,
I haven't done that
and
since.
Some glacers.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, see, this is the part of the ongoing EOC roller coaster. Like, these things are good in theory, but we're still missing equipment, and it'd be nice if we had this equipment to fill in the gaps.
Gullah, you have any input?
Well, I think I agree with you guys in theory. Like, I don't know all the new items and whatnot, but they should have, like, staggered throughout the levels different items that people can use at different levels, so they have more incentive to move up, you know?
You know, the ranged is actually the most complete with the chaotic and whatnot. Melee, I think Drygor is 80, or is that 90?
90, I believe, since it's from the big boss.
Right, the chaotics are there. But still, I mean, I want some non-dungeoneering stuff because I don't want to do dungeoneering. I will admit that. So, it'd be nice to see some of this stuff come back into the game as craftable drops, like we were talking back in January about rebalancing everything out. And, you know, that's the best way to fix this. Need some sort of craftable or smithable equipment again in game that's actually worth something.
And isn't that going back to the old thing where we can, you know, see if we can find a way to make smithing actually useful in the game?
Yeah,
and it's been going on for years now.
Yeah, and this is the perfect opportunity, but yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. Shane, you do remember yes, that if you go back to RS07, this is actually worth something.
Oh, God. Yes, of course.
Because you need people to make this stuff in order to... in order to get the whip. And you need to get the whip, you need to make stuff, and you gotta get Slayer up, so you need the armor and the weapons.
Yes, yes, yes.
Huzzah!
Alright, so, yeah, get please, let's get some smithing stuff in there. No, not on Classic. I'd rather pay another $7 a month to do that if I was gonna do that. I don't want to support such a thing like that. Alright. On to the release notes for this week.
All right, release notes.
Twixes.
Yes, yeah, so casting magic spells.
Go ahead. Same, we're reading the same thing.
Yes, we are. Casting magic spells with the player's main offhand weapon in PvP no longer overrides the main hand spell.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's kind of unfortunate for anyone who PvPs.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to... Well, actually, I haven't really tried it. I'm still trying to figure out how to do range and mage and all that stuff
together. We were going to do that tonight, but then I realized I don't have a wand to do this with. So I said, screw it.
You can do melee and range.
You could.
I tried, but I couldn't get the thing to... I couldn't figure out how to set my bar. We just had 20 minutes. And we just wanted to see what ultimates will happen.
I see something here that looks really good. Under other, the game will now remember your preferred resolution for full screen mode across sessions. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, that's something we needed many years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Avian Z's can now be attacked with magic again. And Plague Frogs no longer give double XP? What the hell is a Plague Frog?
Plague Frog.
Probably a frog that has the plague. Damn it, Truckee!
Yeah, but where? I've never seen one of those.
I think it's... I'm assuming it's with the whole Yanol thing with the plague a while back. One of the old quests. Where you got caught everything, the orange splat, whatever. Long time ago, galaxy far, far away. Okay.
I'm trying to find funny ones in here, but there aren't any.
Yeah, there's really not that many this week. So.
Yeah. Most of them are animation fixes. That's their big thing.
Yeah, and you know, when you have that kind of armor out, you kind of do need to be on the lookout for this because complex models and low polygons. And other things going all together, you can get some strange clipping issues happening.
And let's see, a player can now defeat Jorg champion with magic. Okay, Joker.
The trees of Drainer Manor have been returned to their previous, more malicious appearance.
Oh, have you finished Brink of Extinction yet?
Me? No. I haven't had time.
Still no, he's hard. Talking to me, Trekkie. Come on.
I haven't finished it either.
All right.
I haven't figured out how to kill the boss yet.
Not too many other cool things in there.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on from that and gather around the campfire for a lore session with Maud Osborne. So Maud Osborne is the senior narrative designer. And he'll be answering questions on Monday. So show notes at update.rsbnb.com. We'll have a link to the thread where you can post your questions if you have any lore-based questions.
Of course, it's a metaphorical campfire, just in case anyone was wondering. He's not actually talking an actual campfire.
Well, no, they could actually start a campfire in the Jagex offices or do one outside and answer the questions from there.
Yeah, I suppose, but that would be kind of weird because it would be like a campfire with Maud Osborne, and then You'd have a bunch of computers with people's faces on them.
Okay.
Because that would be the people asking the questions.
Yeah, that'd work, and they'd be RuneScape faces.
That would be a very strange campfire session.
All right. We also got a behind-the-scenes video, making of the origins of Gelinor. This is that video that everyone was amazed with last week. Or was it the week before that? I don't know. But have a watch and see the illustration, the sound behind it. And it looks like... I don't know if we're having an update next week based on the fact this week's behind the scenes isn't foreshadowing anything specific. So, should be interesting to see what's happening.
Of course, the week after is Easter, so.
Right. Maybe that's what's coming out next week.
Well, I don't think they'll release it next week. They'll probably release it on, like, the 27th or something. Like, a few days before Easter starts.
That's right. That's a good thing.
They usually do updates on Wednesday, right?
Sometimes. Any day, actually. There was a Thursday one back in January. This one was Tuesday. We've also had Monday updates before, so...
Fair enough. I guess whenever it's
really
ready.
Anytime. Yep. Just like Valve. It releases when it's ready.
Yeah. As long as it's not like 3D Realms when it's done.
Yeah, that's never good. But anyways, let us move on to questions now.
Yes.
First one is an audio question from Maramska.
To help me help you. Oh, hello, Sneaky Shane, Tepe Tricky, and King Kula. Top in the morning. How do you do? This week I'd like to ask, what words do you mispronounce? When I read the name Sean, S-E-A-N, I always read it Sane, because I always knew a few people who call Sane. And Rendezvous, I pronounce it as Rendezvous. Or the local real estate sign, it says McLeo. It actually pronounced McLeod, I think. But it did come in as capital M-A-C, capital L-E-O-D-S. Anyways, another question is, can you move that house portal in your player-owned house once you're inside? I could have asked the fan chat, but couldn't be bothered. Anyway, talk to you next time. Worms get out.
Okay, so and Shane,
rendezvous is a French word.
Mm-hmm. It is just like concierge. A lot of words that English takes from other languages, and then we try to keep it in the same pronunciation as in those other languages. And then, of course, we make our own English weird versions of it. So there, you know, English is
like
a
cash.
Very hard language. Yeah, like cash is in C-A-C-A-H-E, you know, it's like...
Cachet.
It's cachet in French because it has the accent on the E, you know, but we call it cash, which, you know. So English is a very hard language to learn, and I'm not surprised that lots of people mispronounce things in the first hand.
Heavily bastardized.
Like... names in RuneScape, for instance, I used to mispronounce everything when it came to it, you know, and I used to call Guthix Guthix because that's just how I thought it was sound, but then I switched over because I realized I was an idiot because I was the only one saying it. And it sounds cool either way, I mean.
And that's why they put the pronunciation key out as well.
Yeah, which is good. Gunye. I like it.
Like we finally
when books
know it's
do that because, yeah, I like it when they do that in books because then you're like reading it aloud in your mind and you're it's a hard thing to explain, but even when you're not actually reading something out loud, you can still mispronounce it just when you're reading it on the page.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone else does that, but I do.
Yeah, I do. I do. Can, that's how I read.
Yeah.
Why I read slow.
Yeah.
Very
but,
slow.
So do you guys have any specific ones that you think about?
Like, that I see words on paper and I see how I want to say them phonetically, but I know it's better to say them the other way, you know? So,
yeah.
Let's see. Like Muramsa's example of Sean, S-E-A-N. Yeah, I see scene in my head as well, but
yeah.
It jumps out ahead, and I...
Right? A lot of names that people are thinking up of to be creative, you know, to name their kids, and they're just really weird spellings of popular names, you know? Like Megan, for instance. How many spellings are there of the word Megan? Like
M-E-A-G-H-E-A-N.
I know, there's so many. Like, jeez. Or
yeah, and Maramska's name is Chris, and there's so many ways to spell Chris as well. C-H-R-I-S, K-R-I-S, C-R-I-S-E.
Yeah. There's so many names. So those are often ones that I mispronounce because they're just spelled so weirdly, and it's like, oh, it's just Brittany. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't know Brittany had a Z in it, you know?
What? What? Really?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was just making a joke, Shane.
Okay. Yeah, or there's other people who like to spell names very absurdly, like people who spell Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah. Or Shane, as in sometimes they do like A-E-N or something like that just to be funny.
Like Sane?
You could just go into Google and then say weirdly spelled words or weirdly spelled names. You come up with a whole bunch of them and you're thinking, well, how the heck do they pronounce it that way, you know? It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know...
I feel sorry for people that are trying to learn English. Like
you know even the vegetable
words like
called
thought,
a chive?
O-U-G-H-T? Like thought? Like
there was a company called Thought, which was T-H-A-W-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah, but spelt it'd be like thogd, you know? It's like thogd, and it's like, what's going on there?
You know chives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chives.
Then you have archives, but shouldn't that be archives?
Yeah.
Well, you also think about it, English is one of the hardest languages to actually learn. Look at good and blood.
Yeah.
Both of them have double O's, and you pronounce them completely different.
Yeah, oh, even you know, like the word for appetizers, like hors d'oeuvres, like that's how you're supposed to say it. But I checked the spelling of it, and I thought these two things were two different things because it's spelled, no joke, like horse d'oeuvres because it's a French word. But somehow hors d'oeuvres turns into hors d'oeuvres. I have no idea how that works. It's like you're mixing up.
Because in French, the H is actually silent.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's a case for having a better language. I think any of the Latin-based languages suffer this problem.
Well, it's not just maybe the Latin languages. That's the problem, is that they're basing it on some other language.
Yeah. Maybe we should all be speaking Arabic. I'm sure the Middle East would be happy about that.
A good way to stop having a sore throat.
What was that? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, supposedly when you're speaking speaking Hebrew and or Arabic and or Farsi, you're supposed to... try and get rid of a lot of phlegm.
I thought that was German. Why German people always sound so angry when they speak.
Let's see. What was the reason why?
You remember Tao and his calling? Didn't he sound angry when he was speaking German?
No. You want to see someone sounding angry? You want to see someone sounding angry when speaking their language? Go to Cantonese. Shoo, we say something simple. It sounds like we're about to go into an argument.
Come on, give us an example.
No.
Yes.
Don't you guys like have weird pauses too? Like you think you're going to end a sentence, or you can't tell if it's like a sentence or a paragraph or a statement or a question because your voice inflections just rise and lower so much that it's
because for even if let's say you have one character for Chinese, it's the tone of the voice that determines the definition of the word.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So if you put, which is why, you know, like, you know, like for you guys have 666 as, yeah, you know, as the devil's number. Well, in Chinese it's 444 because if you say 444 really fast in Chinese, it's, you're really saying die, die, die.
Wow.
And that's why you will never see 444 anywhere. No one wants the 444 house.
Wow.
Come on, give us an example. Pretend you're yelling at Benny or something.
I didn't know that. That's quite interesting.
No. Shane, move on. All right, what's the second part of his question?
The POH portal. You can't move it because then you'd be trapped. You have to put up a second one before you can delete the first one. Mm. The entrance portal, that is.
Mm-hmm.
That was an easy answer.
Yeah, and I'm sure someone tried this in the first week of construction when that came out way back when, and I'm pretty sure it was a bug, too. There were lots of strange bugs when construction came out.
Oh, and the player-owned houses. I remember all the stories.
Yes, and Trekkie's wanting to hang more heads in his house.
Actually, someone did that on RuneWire the other day, and I said the same thing. I just got a new head in my house. Get more heads. That's all right. Moving on. And you...
Oh, yeah. Let's move on. But someone.
Hey, the only one we're missing here is Lance. This is the same panel that was on that show.
Oh, that just came out of left field. You caught me by surprise. Play the next question.
Next question from Parnassius.
Hey guys, Parnassius here with my first audio question, if this one makes the cut. The World Wakes quest was absolutely brilliant, although I was disappointed it wasn't voice acted. I would like to ask, where do you think this will lead the game, and what are your hopes for future quests? With receiving some of Guthic's power to resist the gods, do you think they will play a role in future quests, and if so, in what way? It would be fun to contend against Saradoma and Zamorak to keep Gilanor in balance. Hope you all continue enjoying the world of RS, and Shane, check out Sinkholes. Nice XP and tokens for 3 or 4 minutes' work. See you next time.
Mm-hmm. Could I get enough tokens doing Sinkholes to get my chaotic crossbow in offhand? How long would that take?
No. Oh. You can try getting the token chest. Almost nobody wants that stupid thing anyway. You
what get is a roughly, the token chest?
Depending on your level, you just get however many tokens is in it. So I think one time when I got like 8,000 tokens from doing one. But you also get tokens anyway, just for completing it anyway.
All right. Potentially, maybe upcoming this week, we'll see what happens. But yeah, the quest, where will it lead? And I actually think the quest set us up for a good year of story because way back when in November or October, I think, they were talking about doing a lot in 2013 with the gods and shaping the way the game will go based on your actions. Mm-hmm. So it's highly probable that we'll see some sort of branch off from this quest this year, where you will actually make decisions now that this is out there in the open about who you're going to support. And you are entirely right. It would be a great thing to be able to fight on the side of a god or something, like the three choices you were presented, either let him sleep and side with the Guthixians, or wake him up, which is, I think, what Saradomin wanted to do, or kill him, which is what the Zoros side wanted to do, I think. Zamorak, okay. Yeah, I got confused there, but it'd be definitely nice to be able to choose one of those and see the way it pans out. The only thing I'm not sure of is how they would keep everything clear for the different people in-game, because, you know, everyone's not going to be making the same decisions, so you got to keep the game in some sort of semblance of a contained storyline. You can't have it easily branching out in so many directions. So,
I don't think it will, as a whole, I don't think it will really branch out. Kind of look like the Lucian thing, you know, way back when I typically you steal the Amadel staff. You either chose just, no. Basically, you had to choose between either give him the staff or kill him. In the end, it didn't really have any much effect during the next quest when he was revealed to be a Masharat and everything else. But the thing is, maybe like the path you get will take you a certain way, but the end result will more or less be the same, or at least very similar. I don't see Jagex making like three different versions of Edgeville just to, you know, show that you actually made a big, big difference. But one thing I would really like to see, depending on which side you're on, I want to see them do just a gigantic, massive battle. Three teams, FFA. Just go at it.
Isn't that called Clan Wars?
Oof, nah.
Or even like Castle Wars with the third side.
No, like just like NPCs, you lead the NPCs and you do whatever. But one other thing is, we still have the Dragon.
So like Kinna. StarCraft for RS.
Haha, sure, why not? But you know, one other little thing is, since you now have just great the power of Guthix, one way or another, you have his power. One of the things I see is that when you have to fight the Dragonkin later on, I want you to be able to really use his power to protect you, to save you, and to really fight. Not just, you know, be normal, oh, I just use these abilities on my bar and then fight it off and that'll be it. I want you to see yourself like, hey, you have this great power, use it. And you basically, during the next year or so of quests, is like you're learning more and more and more about what you can do with what's been given to you by Guthix.
Yeah, that would be actually a good point.
And hopefully, since depending on which side you're on, when they finally let you finish the Biohazard series, depending on which side you decide, they will either help you, they will either hate you, or they will try and kill you. Either way, I want to finish that stupid series before I die.
You will.
Within my generation would be nice, or before Jagex goes bankrupt. Either way.
Yeah. I agree with pretty much everything you said here. Especially the part about fighting with the gods. You know, and that's the thing. For too long, the quests have just been, oh, do the quest, forget about it, and it's done, right? There's no actual evidence that the quest took place, which is not good for some of them. Well, there it was for Ritual of the Masharat in this one. So it's good that they did this, but I think the same thing we had with the Masharat, it would be nice to actually see some progress on this front here. So,
okay, let's see.
Yep. Anyways, I think yeah. That's it, unless there's anything else to add.
Where will the quest in future go? Kind of answer to that. Hopefully we'll finish up the Biohazard series, do more with the Dragonkin. Maybe you use your special power and finally fix up Edgeville, because the government sure ain't doing it.
yeah, that's also something I was thinking. Would be nice to see Edgeville fixed up in the aftermath of this quest.
Oh, you know what? Since I am technically power of a god, I'll create my own island and, you know, and make myself a giant palace, become king of the world, and anyone who disagrees with me, well, I'll just smite you with my god-given divine power.
Or you could just do that. But then there wouldn't be much point to the game, would there?
Well, if you really think about it, you have this power now, you should be studying how to use it. But you're not. You're just busy cutting trees, doing RuneCraft, learning how to, you know, put two metal pins together to build the natty plate or cook a shrimp.
That sounds so boring. Anyways, I have nothing else, So we might as well head on to the next question. Thank you, Parnassius, for that one. Kala can read the next one.
All right, this question is from Kyle. What are your thoughts on the new old school RuneScape? Coming from an older player who fell in love with RuneScape in 2007, would you think I'd enjoy it? I truly feel kind of lost with the new EOC when I play, looking at just the update in terms of reading about it, and I feel like I would be back to playing the game as I knew it. Thanks for the time, guys, and to King Kola. Sorry about Luongo and Schneider being garbage. They're getting better, Kyle. They're getting better. They're starting to win again. And for anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about, Hockey. So you guys can just ignore it if you don't want that.
Actually, the funny thing is that our hometown San Jose Sharks, they've been doing really bad in hockey as well.
Yeah, they won like the first 8 games of the season, and then they lost like the next 8 games. So they were doing they were like in first place at the start, and now they're just terrible.
You actually follow American hockey?
Oh yeah, I watch the whole NHL because they. Of course, I do. It's not just
there's only
American
six teams
hockey.
In Canada.
Seven teams.
Oh, right.
Winnipeg now has a team.
okay, whatever.
Anyways, first part of the question, I believe, was something about something that happened a while ago.
What are your thoughts on old school RuneScape? How about we just copy and cut and paste what Shane said the other day and just leave it at that?
Did he just say no? Was he back to doing that again?
No, it was 9999999999999.
I thought it was 444 that you weren't supposed to say, not 999.
Nine.
All right.
How would I just give my opinion as someone who is an older player who didn't exactly fall in love with the game?
And that's a good idea.
Because that's kind of weird.
Because we're going to be here for a while after I do it, so you guys just go first.
Because I'm pretty sure they know what you guys think, right? I mean, would you personally enjoy it, Kyle? I'm not really sure if you would, because I looked at it. I looked at what the UI was back in 2007. I thought it was... My goodness, this is looking so ugly. How the hell was this implemented back then? And I thought, you know what, when I started in like 2000, I think it was like late 2004, like mid 2004, about half a year before I started on the site. That's when I got into it. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is so much better than RuneScape Classic. And now you look back at it like 8 years later now, it's like, wow, this is terrible. But I looked at it and I'm thought, well, this would appeal to some people, I think. And I think if you really, really liked it back then and you wanted it just the way it was, with no changes, no improvements, no nothing like that, then yeah, you might enjoy it. But if you've fallen in love with it and you've moved on, then you might as well just, you know, stay moved on and find new things. Because there's tons of new games that are coming out, like, every single month that are so much fun to play and that you might not even have the chance to... Well, even games that are really similar to that in the RPG style that are really similar to RuneScape, but they've actually... I feel like they've surpassed it. And... Just in some of the ways that they've implemented, like the engines and that sort of thing,
and you know,
and the graphics, and there's just so many games out there that you could enjoy. That
you are 100% right on that.
And I personally don't feel like going back to 2007 RuneScape,
yeah, and
just to experience what it was. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I'd log in like a couple times. Oh, this is kind of cool, and then I'd never log in again because it's all about nostalgia. But some people actually do enjoy it. But I think it really is. A niche for those people who enjoy it, but also that's the same thing for RuneScape now. It's kind of a niche for those types of people that enjoy RuneScape. So I mean, you kind of have to try it before you feel like you can like it or not. I mean, everyone
has
their
own. Yeah, it's
like
finding a political party.
Yeah, everyone has their own preferences, their own likes and dislikes. Everything, you know, there are things about different things that people like. you know. So you might as well just give it a try, you know. Give it a try, and if you don't like it, then don't play it. If you do like it, great. You found a new game for
okay.
you. But you know, if you like the new stuff, you know, look into it. Have a look at it and see. It might not be as complicated when you get into it.
It is not complicated. A monkey could play EOC if he wanted to.
A monkey?
Yes. All right.
I'm going to hold you to
thing,
that.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Find a monkey to do it. Jeez.
All right. First things first, what Patrick said is 100% right.
Of course it is.
Old school RuneScape from 2007 is using the technology that came out in 2004 with RS2. And before that happened, there were no MMO games like we know now. There was no World of Warcraft. There was no precedent for what a truly modern MMO should be. So with that, that is why that version of the game is left in the past. And now, moving on to your question, you would enjoy it if you had no desire to learn and experience new things. I'm confident that if you give EOC RuneScape a try, you'll find it's a much better experience. I mean, back in the olden days, you had to click every single little herb to clean it. You had to click every little bow to string it. Now, that tediousness is gone with RuneScape. And when you look back at that, you have to ask yourself, do we really want to go back to that? I know my answer is no. And anybody who values their time, their answer should be no as well. I mean, I really think you should give EOC a try. What I've done is I've included a link in the show notes to the RSBMB update focus on Evolution of Combat. Essentially, we talked about Evolution of Combat and what exactly the good points were of it. Strangely, the person who was there to talk about the no side didn't show up, so that just shows you what kind of argument the no side had pertaining to Evolution of Combat. He couldn't even show up to listen to the show, or to record the show with us. So, I mean, that's kind of where that debate was at. So we kind of just had to just talk about EOC in that regard. So I just highly suggest you listen to this, because in this focus episode, we go through everything pertaining to EOC, from getting started to how the abilities work and how everything all fits together. So it's a good thing to listen to. It is better than the tutorial for getting used to Evolution of Combat. The only thing you really need the tutorial for after listening to this is learning all the buttons and whatnot. But aside from that, it's a very good introduction that we have. And like I said, if you're interested in staying in the past, 2007 might be for you. But if you're interested in trying new things and want to experience a more evolved game and something that's less tedious to play and more enjoyable and is not as monotonous as it used to be, I suggest you also have a look at EOC. So, and just a bit of a poll here. There's a poll on our forums pertaining to this. 23 respondents so far, and of this, only 7 of them have said they will touch old school, and 18 of them have either play old school or Evolution of Combat RuneScape exclusively or mainly play EOC. So that shows you where the majority of the people are at. Only 2 people have said they play the old school version only. So,
well, on our forum, and it's a small amount of those who actually voted. Remember that?
Yeah. It is a small sample size, and normally I pride our community as being a very smart community in general, so.
Well, as I said before, when this came out, it is like going back to playing the PlayStation 1. Yes, you have the ability to go play the PlayStation 1 and enjoy whatever game there was on there. But in the end, you may just get sick, like, oh my god, I can't do this because it looks so bad.
It's like going back to using Windows 3.1.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad. It's more like, it's probably more like going back to XP, you know, like
no,
all of the stuff
no, no,
from it.
No, no,
but it's
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
as
no,
good
no,
as what it is
no,
now.
No.
Okay,
it's 3.1.
No, Colin, the reason he said that was when they were are now releasing 07, my pick of the week was a very, very old, or in Shane's terms, very bad Windows 3.1 emulator. Because everyone wanted to go back to the olden days, well, let's go back a really long time ago and see if you can do it.
Yeah.
But that's it. All right. So,
and I should also clarify that this is a topic that we really don't like to talk about here.
Only you.
I included this one because it wasn't really pertaining to leveling up or something in the old version of the game. And you know, quite frankly, I wasn't here when this came out. They beat this to death. I gave my opinion in a nice form when I got back. So, I mean, it's out there on the record. And, you know, it's just something we don't like to talk about that much because we think as a show in general, we need to be going forward, not backwards.
Yeah. It's probably go on the list of questions that are frequently asked.
Yes, that's true.
Such as, what is your favorite food? What is your favorite letter? What do you think about 2007? I remember that topic. Actually, quite a funny topic. Anyways.
Kevin, you can read this one.
Okay, this is from Watch the Throne 15. Ooh, yes, Game of Thrones. Okay. Well, I have a burning desire to ask an 07 question, but I won't. You can still ask. We just won't answer it. Instead, I'm going to ask a question about a sore subject on RS. It may be on RSBNB. I believe I might have heard Shane talk about this previously, but as we all know, gambling is a big part of RS.
Oh, wait. We got to take a pause because I got to dig up the monologue on this subject.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, God.
Going, Trek, here. We'll be here forever.
Dicing, horse game, now, flowers. People have been cleaned and people have become insanely rich. Anyway, my question is, if you, Jagex, was forced to implement a new gambling system, what is your perfect system? Would you have GP maintained and distributed by Jagex, or would you keep this sense of social economic capitalism with the rich feeding off the poor? I've written too much. Finally, what would the game be? Thanks. What do you write that, or is that his name?
Well, that's his name.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to pronounce that. I'm not even going to try.
It's
D. Chibi Colts. It's not that hard.
I'm Asian, enough said.
Then again, with the self-deprecation, you'd make a fine Canadian, sir.
Shane said that the day when I told him I can walk outside in a t-shirt in a freezing cold of winter. Okay, so anyway, Kala, we know that Shane's got to have his monologue, so yep. There's really nothing for us to say, is there?
We'll leave him for last. Okay, for me, I think I don't think it's a good thing, to be honest. I think that it is just a way, you know, for the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer and lose all their life savings, and it also. It's created by the players. Like it's not created by Jagex. It's not implemented in a way that they can, you know, either regulate it or, you know, do it in such a way that it promotes good values. I mean, cooperation or, you know, cooperation with other people or talking to other people, that sort of thing. It doesn't do anything to do with
you that. Hit the nail on the head there, Pat.
So I think that If they were going to do something like that, they'd have to do it they'd have to think about it quite a bit and say what would there to be gained, or what would they gain by doing something like this, and would the players as a whole benefit from this? And that's what I think.
I know exactly what they gain,
and I think that's what they'd have to look at and. Really, I think they shouldn't do anything towards this. They shouldn't implement a gambling system. There shouldn't be a casino in RS. It's a game. You know, they say they aim it towards young adults and
exactly, you know,
18, people, but the most people that play it really are, you know, teenagers or young impressionable adults, as Shane's conservative overlords would like to say. So I mean, I don't think it really has a place.
I
in
have
the game,
conservative,
you know?
Overlords.
Yeah. Another joke, Shane. I'm sorry. I'll explain later.
Okay.
I honestly don't think it has a place in the game, and I don't think they should, you know, implement something like that. But very good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Let's go on to Techno.
No.
With the monologue.
What do you think, Trekkie? I think it's your turn now.
I'm not. You know what? If I say anything, it's going to be another hour, because Shane has the 55-minute monologue. So let's just skip me, go straight to Shane's monologue, and I'm going to just take a nap. Tell wake me up when it's done.
Oh, come on, Trekkie. You know, I'm really good at keeping us on track and not letting us go off topic. I'm sure you could have
mugging in the basement. I mean, in the dungeons.
What? What are you talking about? Mugging in the basement?
Early on in the show?
That doesn't sound fun.
Me taking four unfortunate souls down to the underworld to be killed by scorpions. Me taking whatever loot they had.
Come on, Shane.
All right. So,
wake me up when he's done.
Okay.
This is a very good question that you asked. These kind of things just appeared in-game, and Jagex actually put up a topic on this matter, asking people, can you believe that? Asking people what they would like to have done with this. The options they suggest are: make any involvement in player-run games a chance against our rules, creating a new rule to allow the P-mods and ourselves to mute the people advertising these games and allow us to issue to bans actually to people participating. The second option is to remove the random chance. Third is to remove this, or to add safe alternatives. And the fourth is to do nothing at all. Can you believe that? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So, regardless, this is a good thing to ask. Like I was saying, and like I think Patrick hit the nail on the head, gambling is not something that should be aimed at people who are around this age in their teenage years, because if you think about it, gambling is illegal if you're under the age of 18, I mean. So let me just share with you what I wrote on the forums in this topic. So this is quoting. It's going to be short because, of course, the forums have a limit of something like 2,000 characters. This was last Saturday. First of all, it's nice to see the gesture of asking the community for their opinion, but with such a critical matter, is it really necessary? The above-mentioned flower games and other games of chance activities boil down to something simple. Gambling. In most regions of the world, gambling is restricted to those under the age of 18 are not able to partake. It should be no different in RuneScape. RuneScape may not be the real world, but the core issue is still the same. Gambling is not something that should be available to younger players. It's my belief that Jagex as a corporation should be setting high moral standards for themselves. With this, they should also be encouraging the same high moral standard for their players. Everyone involved must ask themselves what kind of game they want RuneScape to be when they take part in these open consultations that Jagex has provided. The best option would be to simply remove the random chance element of the said items. This way, there's no questions as to whether or not these activities can take place. Safe alternatives would be another option, providing the content is not available to players until they can legally prove they are of age. This might be a tad tougher for Jagex, as they would need to check ID on players. I implore you to please remove the random chance aspect of these items from the game. That's my stance on it. And now the question is, why must Jagex ask people on such a critical question? On something so critical, why take it to the player base? Does anyone know what the answer to this is? Come on.
What?
Tell me why they're taking this.
I thought you were being rhetorical. Sorry.
No. I'm actually asking you guys to give me
an answer? 42.
Yeah, an answer.
42, meaning of life.
Why are they taking this to the players?
Do you want what I think the reasoning is for, or do you want what I think they want to achieve with this? Those are two different things.
I don't know, whatever one you think, but I think we're heading in the same direction here.
Okay. So what I told you last week when we talked about this very briefly, I said something along the lines of Jagex wants to make it look like they're asking the people and, you know, make it seem like they're listening to them and then, you know, just do whatever they were going to in the first place.
Yeah.
And do it on their own terms, but then to make it look like they're listening,
yeah, exactly.
So that there won't be as much backlash or anything like that.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem like it just came out of left field.
Right, and you know, this is entirely right on this, and now you have to ask yourself, with such an issue like this, why do they feel it's so necessary to bend over backwards so far on such an issue like this to garner favor with the community? Have they really lost that much favor with the community that they feel that they need to be bending this far backwards in order to achieve this?
Maybe they just like broken spines. I don't know.
Maybe. And if that's the case, that's a serious problem I have with Jagex in general. People who have been listening to this show for years will know I'm not overly critical of them. But when it comes to something like this, this is a big deal to me. So, yeah,
they should probably go to see doctors, too. I mean, their spine might be broken.
Well, yeah, if they're doing this, then they do have a serious problem.
Yeah. It could cause scoliosis, too, so that would be very good.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, think about it. Like, how far... Like, this is just overtly obvious that they're doing this to garner favor, and I could understand it with the servers or the wilderness or something like this, but on an issue like this, really? When it deals with gambling, really? Really? I mean,
is that another actual question?
I mean, I was just shocked when I realized they did this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not the Jagex I know.
Well, it seems like they're trying to stall for time or something to make it look like they're looking at it, but
yeah,
you know.
But no,
I don't know. Either they implement
something. Probably predecided, and as was the servers as well. I mean,
how long has this been going on for? Like approximately
ages and ages. It's been a problem for the last two or three years at least. I mean, like, seriously.
Why are they just addressing it now? I don't understand. I mean, if you let it go for that long, usually you just don't do anything about it, you know?
You know, the reason I also was wondering why this came up is because a while back, last year, they actually banned people who were in dicing clans on this. So it's like, why would you have to ask people about this when you clearly banned people like this and changed game mechanics? Why do you have to ask people about this?
You know, it's very clear that they have to do something because, I mean, the last time we had a major power using, you know, laissez-faire economics, we had a Great Depression all across the world. So this topic is very serious, and it could have repercussions along the entire RuneScape community. Bigger
exactly.
than the wilderness. So laissez-faire economics is not very good at all. They need to take a stand, do something about it. Even if it, like, they can't just, you know, do nothing. I mean, they have to do something one way or the other.
And that's
whatever,
like I said, what kind of game do we want to be playing?
Well, clearly it's an, you know, action RPG game.
Well, I mean, what kind of morals do we want associated with the game? That sort of thing.
I don't know. There's a lot of killing in this game, so I mean, you kind of have to draw the line somewhere.
But still, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Between killing an NPC, which is code, and gambling hard-earned time with other people who could be out to scam you, and teaching this to people under the age of 18, it's just, I don't know, it's sickening, really.
Anyway, I think
that's the best way I can describe my feelings about this I think that's what I said to you, eh?
Yeah, more or less. It kind of made me read it, and then I thought, okay, all right, fair enough. Well, what's the weather today, you know, that sort of thing. I think it was interesting in his question here. Mm-hmm. He mentioned the socio-economic capitalism. capitalism with the market deciding.
I read that as cannibalism first.
Cannibalism. There's another word you mispronounced in your mind when you first read it. Cannibalism instead of capitalism. You know, capitalism and cannibalism, from a certain standpoint, are kind of similar. You know, with the people with the strength and the power, you know, feeding upon, you know, the weaker people in class, you know.
Oh, and actually there's a picture for that too. Hang on.
Oh, there probably is. There's probably a good political cartoon for it. And no, I think it's that not a political. Would be what, and I think that would be what happens, you know, is the rich feeding off the poor, and we don't need more of that in today's society.
But remember, you could be dealing a lot worse than you actually are, so.
Yeah, we could be Zimbabwe after all.
Look at the picture.
Oh, look at God. The picture. If you say yes, Mason, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, I think this is a great time to move on to tech news.
Yes,
don't you guys
please.
Think? I think so.
I don't know. I tuned myself out after Shane started his monologue.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, it's time to wake up, Trekkie. I think Shane's done his monologue now.
Danke.
You're welcome.
All right.
I don't know how to say you're welcome in German, but if someone wants to PM that to me, feel free.
That's
anyways,
German.
Technology news. Bing operating system. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I think this was in the works.
Es gracias. Oh, oops, that's Latin.
You know, clearly they're making an operating system just because of all of the success that Bing has happened, right? I mean, with the search and everything. They've clearly...
Sie sind herzlich willkommen.
Oh, okay, thanks, Shane. Thanks.
Sie sind herzlich willkommen.
What?
He's saying you're welcome in German, but you know, I should have known that willkommen was welcome. That's one of the German words I know. Anyways, Bing, why are they so insistent on pushing on with this, even though Bing as a search tool failed miserably?
I know.
This is not failing yet. But mostly they're trying to do this to try and push, kind of like how Google has their Chromebook. They're trying to do the same thing with their Surface stuff.
Yeah, they want Bing to be a central part of everything Microsoft, from Search, Windows, Office, the phone, the Xbox, and MSN. So, I mean, it's interesting to see how they would do this as a platform. I mean, Search is obvious. Windows is obvious. It would integrate, I'm guessing, everything. Like, the Bing platform would be what your current Windows Passport sign-in is. So... And just like much like you use Google Talk, same thing would be for MSN and Skype. That would be the communications part of Bing. And imagine when you talk something or put up a word or something, you could look it up in Skype and it would appear in Bing. So they're trying to create this synergy because Bing, as you said, wasn't successful as a search product. So in order to compete with Google, they need to take the idea and make it a platform. Which kind of makes sense, but at the same point, you have to ask yourself, they're not Apple. They can't get people to sign up for things like iCloud so easily. You're Microsoft. That doesn't work that way. So, I mean, Microsoft has great ideas for technology. It's just they don't implement it in the right way to go after the consumers. If they did that, they'd be as good as Apple.
If they did that, there'd probably be no Apple.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, Microsoft has always been targeted themselves more towards the enterprise rather than the personal computing era. So, I mean, Microsoft, if they wanted to, could really get a stranglehold on this, but Microsoft just isn't perceived that way. And after 30 years, I don't think you can change a perception that easily. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a nice idea and to see where Microsoft is going, and it makes sense for things like the Xbox and the phone and whatnot. But, you know, I know people like me who are already invested in Google and other people who use Android. You know, you just won't sign into a Microsoft account when everything's already on Google. It just doesn't work that way. If they're going to do this, they need to make these services interoperable with Google and whatnot as well, just like Apple does. Because Apple has the options on the phone and the desktop, sign in with Google. So Microsoft needs to do the same thing.
And, you know, it's also one of the things it's also what I said a couple of years ago when Surface Tablet was, you know, was being announced and everything else, was that, you know, one, they basically have to do something that would, for those who do not have a tablet yet, give them a reason to get to go with them for whatever reason. But the other thing is, what can you offer for those who already have a tablet on app for iPad or Android? What can you do to draw those people to leave what they're doing in order to join yours? They haven't been doing that very well. It's more of been just like, here it is, have fun with it. But, you know, it's like anything else, it's a toy. And, you know, like I've said before, I would more honestly go more toward Android because I've already invested quite a bit of it in, into it already. I have no reason to switch.
And that's the same perception thing.
I have
no
reason to switch to Apple because, one, I don't care for Apple. And, you know, Microsoft isn't doing anything really innovative to make me switch to them. It's just because.
And the problem,
you know, different
with Surface and Windows Phone is that they both were flops relative towards what the current state of the iPhone market is. The Windows Phone was missing features like copy and paste. That was okay when the iPhone came out because it was the first modern smartphone. It's not okay to not have copy and paste in 2011. It's not. And same thing goes for Surface. I mean, the Surfaces that came out had very, very bad battery life. So, once again, it's that whole sour taste kind of thing, you know? And you're right. Once you're invested in something, you're not likely to swap.
And, you know, as I said before, you need to give a reason for those who do not have invested in Apple or Android yet. Why choose you over the other two? You got to give them that reason. That's not what Microsoft's really been doing.
And Windows 8 is not compelling on a desktop PC to most people.
No, most people are sticking with 7 for now. I mean, the average person, you know. Because it's familiar to them.
Yep. All right. Anything else on that one?
No.
No, I'm good.
All right. Your Facebook likes may reveal more than you probably like. So there's an actual study behind this. 58,000 Facebook users, researchers at the University of Cambridge were able to determine the user's IQ, gender, sexual orientation, political and religious beliefs, and even substance use, with an accuracy of more than 80%. And you know, this is what I say all the time. Facebook, if you want to make money, get out now. Sell yourself to the government for $20 billion.
Sell it to North Korea. I'm sure North Korea would love to have a hands on that.
They wouldn't know what to do with it.
Oh, that won't matter.
I mean, wouldn't it be great if the government had a data mining set or a data set to mine from that was as big as the Facebook databases?
It would be great for them. I don't know if it would be great for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm sure Big Brother would love to keep an eye on you.
Yeah. Have you read 1984 yet, Shane?
No, I have not.
You should. I've been telling you this for like 5 years now.
And you know, just for the record, I don't think it's a good idea to let the government have something like this. But I'm saying that if they wanted to, I'm sure they could negotiate an underhanded agreement with Facebook for a nice sum of money to have access to certain people's like streams and posts and whatnot, you know, specific people that they need to keep an eye on.
Hell, I don't even think they need control of Facebook. They can just go on the page and look at everything. I mean, most people are...
That's true, because, you know, like this, likes are public.
Yeah, and people aren't educated enough to use their privacy settings and whatnot. I read an article about this about maybe 2 or 3 months back, where people could just go onto a page, and about, I think it was about a third of people, they could actually pinpoint where they were at that moment just from looking at all of their statuses from the previous year and then, you know, narrowing it down.
Yep, some people, you know, actually tweet and post things publicly with actual location data of where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm at Starbucks right now, and it says location here, you know, that sort of thing. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you say that? I mean, but a lot of people are into that, but I'm definitely not one of them. I post funny things, you know, that's what I do. I don't update people on what I'm doing that moment, because that's just...
Yeah, and...
People don't need to know.
You never should leave a paper trail online of exactly where you are or what you've been up to or any way to assemble an identity around you.
Yeah. It's just crazy that people can, you know, look at all of your statuses and then pinpoint, like, so easily who you are as a person without even knowing you, you know?
Yeah, and you know, this is probably the real value with Facebook, being able to tell you who you are without you knowing.
Yeah.
And plus, also, back in January, there was a bit of a security thing, discovery, that the like widgets that you see on websites, so most people log into Facebook and think nothing of it and then browse other places, but those like widgets are actually transmitting your Facebook session unencrypted. So pretty much anyone along the line could see who you are and what you're doing if you're signed into this Facebook account. So I mean, it has its merits, but it's dangerous if that falls into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's surprising we haven't seen more Middle Eastern governments try and get into Facebook to figure out who their dissenters are.
They probably are,
but we haven't heard about it. So,
if you were doing something like this, would you let the world know?
Well, no, it would appear because, you know, it would come out because all sorts of information requests like that come out. Because remember when India or some, was it India or Pakistan, I don't know, wanted access to the BlackBerry systems?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd hear about it. Anyways, okay. So just be careful with what you like if you don't want somebody to assemble a whole profile on you. They might know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
And that would not be good.
No.
All right, moving a bit away from tech.
And Earth.
This week it was Yeah, and Earth, actually. it was confirmed this week that Mars was once suitable for life, the space where the Curiosity rover landed.
Isn't this just confirming what we've known for like 10 years now?
Well, no, it wasn't actually known. It's not known until it's scientifically proven.
Fair enough. They were pretty sure, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sure that based on the way it looked, but you had to be sure. So 1.8-inch wide scoop of rock revealed that it could have supported living microbes. So as an example of this, the rock contains sulfur, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and carbon. So pretty much the chemical ingredients for life. And it was moist, too. So... definitely a interesting discovery from Mars, and it's totally different from where the other rover, Spirit, landed before, because that was practically a desert. This place was actually a little bit more moist. And in the article here, there's actually a picture of the comparing the differences in environment where they landed.
Very nice.
You know what I found very interesting is that they named the rock John Klein. So I looked at it in Wikipedia just to see who the heck John Klein was. And apparently he's a retired American soccer midfielder.
Huh.
So I have no idea who this John Klein was.
That's cool random? Figure.
Yeah, that's really random. I have no idea who they actually named this after. Go figure.
All right, so should be interesting to see what happens. around this, so maybe one day, I don't know if it's possible now, but maybe deeper down there's still some sort of microbe living where it's warmer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
okay.
that be great? To find a microbe on Mars?
Oh gosh, this is funny. I just wanted to read out the typo in Shane's thing here. It says, that new particle is a Higgs boson.
Somebody edited that. I entered it properly into the notes. I can guarantee that.
I didn't do anything. I don't think either of us did anything like that.
Shane,
we can check the revisions on the document. I can check that.
Okay, you do that. Anyways, I'm sure he's referring to Higgs boson particle rather than Hugs boson particle. You can just own up. The I and U are very similar.
Well, they are right next to each other on the keyboard. So yes. I'm not ruling it out, but I'm still going to check the revision history.
Shane, let's put it this way. When it comes to typos, you are the king of it.
Yeah, erds.
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 You gotta love inside jokes.
Yeah, Joe. Anyways, particles.
Holy
so this
crap,
is also
that is actually my typo.
Hey, yeah, we win. High five.
That is actually my typo.
I of course it was. Like you thought we were somehow lying to you. Come on, you should trust us.
All right, continue on.
This is somewhat what we found earlier, right? When the whole thing about the God particle, you know, that whole thing where you know.
Yeah, it was last July.
Yeah, but now they've
actually confirmed it.
Confirmed it again, similar to Mars. So this is good though.
Yeah, essentially they know it's a Higgs boson. They don't know what kind it is. More study of it needs to be done in order to verify it. But they know they're heading in the right direction in general. And once they actually do more study on this, they will be able to use this to hopefully confirm the standard model of physics and pretty much how everything comes into existence from all the way from the subatomic down to the very small particles like quarks and whatnot. So...
Okay.
Such an amazing discovery. Two of them this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know, the world did not come to an end when they smashed these particles together, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. We didn't sink into a black hole.
Yeah, so one of the things I said, the results point to the new particle having the spin parity of a Higgs boson, as in the standard model, referring to the quantum property of elementary particles. So they know that it's some kind of particle like that, but they don't exactly know what, because, for instance, a Higgs particle should have no spin, and its parity, or the measure of how much its mirror image behaves, should be positive, both of which were supported by the data from the ATLAS and CMS experiments. So that's how they confirmed it. Great. All right. Cool. Moving on, tech news. I mean, other things, the March Skill of the Month.
Tech news. Scottum.
Yes.
Summoning.
Rather boring graph this month.
Yeah, there aren't summoning ones usually boring because there's like a really large boost at the end.
Yeah, and or if there's a bonus XP weekend coming, but I don't think we're heading that way.
Yeah. I seem to remember.
So, yeah, JAMandy52 is still in first with 2.9. Second place is Pernastiath with 1.7. And third place is Zahara Knight with 562,000.
Hmm. Still anyone's game.
Yeah, really, it is. You could just jump up, you know, like even Tim down here at the bottom could, too.
Or the people that have zero right now.
Yeah, that as well. That's a good point. All they need to do is open a pouch and they get 1 XP.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep. All right, achievements of the week. We got two of them. First one, JAMandy52, 99 Constitution on the 14th.
Congratulations. And our second achievement is Parcelmouth with 99 Runecrafting on March the 12th.
Good game. Good luck. Have fun.
Alrighty, my pick for this week is called Electro Swing Revolution Radio. It's basically, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but a couple of years ago when I was on the show, I introduced an online radio site that you can just go on to for any kind of music. It was called Epic Rock Radio, and it was kind of geared more towards, you know, power metal or hard rock, if people like that sort of thing. This one is kind of a new one. It came out just this past year, and it's going on this trend of kind of like a fusion genre of music. It basically combines like modern electronic music from like the past decade or so with swing music of like the 1920s and 1930s. And it's actually, if you get into it, it actually sounds really good. Like it's a really good fusion, but it's not for everyone. But I find it quite cool. And they play a lot of good songs in there, and I usually listen to them when I'm broke. Well, that's really loud. Anyways, I usually put it on in the background on like really low volume, and you know, listen to it whenever I'm like playing StarCraft or playing other games that don't require sound or anything like that. So if you're into that sort of cool thing, definitely check it out. I think you might like it. It's definitely a genre that's not heard very often, so give it a try. That's all I have to say about it.
What'd you call it?
It's called Electro Swing. And the site is called Electro Swing Revolution Radio.
Good, honey. Let's stay right here.
That's what's playing right now.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry if I blasted anyone's eardrums out.
You always do that every week.
With something or other. Usually it's a YouTube video of something.
All right. What have we been up to?
I'm really boring, so I might as well just go first. It's been midterm week at school, so I've been working on that, and essays coming out, and I've got a really interesting essay that I have to write. It's a course on minority relations in Canada, so it's actually quite interesting.
Dear.
But now we have to write an essay on our own ethnicity, and it's like, oh my gosh,
that's kind of hard.
It's very difficult when you don't think about it. So I'm gonna have to take some thought into it. And still,
how do you do that if you're white?
Yeah, it almost seems racist to say that, but how on earth do I tackle this subject? You know, like how am I treated differently? So
hey, at least it's an excuse to be racist.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think that would be a good thing. Anyways,
you can get a Band-Aid that matches the color of your skin.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'd like to chat with you about this, actually. Maybe we can bounce some ideas off.
Yeah.
Speaking of
that, you know, at work we have blue Band-Aids, so they can be, you know, easily identified. So I don't know where the blue skin people are, but they have blue Band-Aids.
Blue band people.
Yeah.
You mean the Bolians?
Sure.
No.
Star Trek term. It actually took quite a long time for you to mention Star Trek. Oh, wait, you did that early in the show, too.
Oh, never. Duh.
Anyways, I've also been playing Heart of the Swarm, which was just released, I believe, on
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday.
You want to go after this? Mike wants to go for a couple.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to give this stuff a new try. It'd be cool.
Good.
And what else have I been up to? Oh, not a whole heck of a lot. It's been really rainy here in Victoria, so it's been hell trying
Lucky
to get
you.
Home. Yeah, I get to walk like 40 minutes in the rain just to get home if I don't get picked up. So, but you know what? It's almost spring now, pretty much. So the days are getting longer, and now I'm getting off work at 7 o'clock, and I'm not coming home in the dark, which is nice. So I'm liking that quite a bit.
Reminds me of election season.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't think of anything else, though, so I'll leave the floor to you guys.
All right, I'll go next. Let's see, what did I do this week? It's too bad I cleared all the items off my to-do list, because that's a really easy way to remember what I did this week. But, oh, what was it? I did something. What was it? I don't know. I did something RSVNB related. I fixed something or other somewhere on the forums.
Oh, yeah, you fixed that bug that was troubling you or something. And it was, oh, I remember this now. It was something that you just decided to remove something that was supposedly required, and it made it better. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that it? You removed something that was supposed to be a required piece of code for it, and it ended.
Oh, that was with my other piece of software.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was an RSVNB, but there's some other RSVNB thing that was an accomplishment. But let's see, this week on RuneScape, just basically did the Guthix thing. But mm-hmm. aside from that, our personal SIG system, the personal skill signatures, now supports signatures without any character image, which is important for us going forward in the way the SIG system is going to work. So if you head on over to the rsbnb.com and click signatures, then personal skill signatures, enter your RuneScape name and all the other good stuff, maybe your quest points. There is a new signature layout called Metro, based off of the Windows 8 Metro style. So this is basically just a proof of concept for the SIG system that it can work without a character image. So we do have a new SIG layout that you could use and customize and everything. Not many people know this, but you can choose a background. We have 21 backgrounds on this layout. And then you can choose any font color, any font shape, or any font positioning that you want, and make your own signature. So you get a truly unique signature out of this. So definitely check this out. That was what I was doing today and yesterday. So it's good fun. But aside from that, just did a couple Heart of the Swarm games, some Stowe and whatnot. So, yes.
All right, so
you're up next.
I didn't do much on RS this week. I tried to do whatever little runecrafting I could do in between, but I just started my job this week, and after that, I just went to classes. That was it. Yeah, I'm happy where I am right now.
Just good.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, before we go on, anybody have any thoughts either way about the new Pope?
He looks better than he looks good for someone his age. I'll just say that. He does look good for someone in his 80s, close to
his
80s.
He looks like he's in his 60s.
Hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be 78, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, 77 okay. This year. He's 76 right now, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, anything
also
else?
Want to I also want to plug Informer. Take a look at all of our new articles that are released every so often. And we're also bringing up one of our new things we're doing right now is bringing up old articles from the past that are still relevant today. And we've got
you wouldn't let me
ton of articles
have
that you
my
can
choice
read
for last month.
Like, because you wanted to pick the one about Romney, and I didn't think that was appropriate, considering the previous month I had already picked your article. I don't want this to be Shane's legacy article of the month. I want this to be legacy article of the month. Besides, no one wants to hear about Romney again, except for you. Anyways, check all the articles out. I think There are some really good articles from this past month that I actually quite enjoyed, and but to figure out which ones, you'll have to go see.
Informer.rsbnb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Very good.
See you next week, everyone, and hopefully we'll have an update to discuss. If not, maybe we'll try and get Patrick and Paul again back together.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, random tangents everywhere. I mean, more often than normal. I mean,
yeah, we're already over time on this one, actually, by about 10 minutes, but that's okay.
Well, we talked about
monologue.
I blame the Guthix. We talked about that for like half an hour. Anyways,
yeah.
Did we actually just stop now, or are we still going? Because we might as well stop now, and we'll say goodbye.
Yeah,
to everyone,
we're done.
Right? Okay,
see you next
goodbye,
week, everyone.
Have a good Aye. Have a good week or month or whatever you decide to have.
Good trimester.
Trimester. They're not pregnant,
what?
Shane. They're not all
no,
pregnant.
No, some schools have trimesters, you know.
Oh, well, that's just crazy.